For thousands of years, life near Balmoray, north of the Davis Mountains in West Texas, has revolved around San Solomon Springs. In this arid land, water and man-made structures for moving the water have shaped the town. Prehistoric Native Americans, Spanish explorers, and Mexican settlers depended on the springs. Today, the water sustains farmers, and it brings visitors to the area. The water flows from underground caverns at a rate of 27 million gallons a day. It feeds a 62,000 square foot swimming pool at Balmoray State Park, 4 miles south of town. The artesian pool is framed by a low rock wall that's supported by pillars. Its clear, warm water and varied aquatic life attract swimmers and divers year-round. Visitors also come to see the Cienega, a desert wetland that was created as habitat for endangered fish, birds, and other animals. Park visitors may camp or stay at San Solomon Springs Courts, a string of simple Spanish-style cottages. They were built in the 1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps. They have whitewashed adobe walls and red clay tile roofs. San Solomon Springs also flows into Balmoray Lake, an irrigation reservoir. Here, a network of canals called acequias covers 70 miles and irrigates more than 10,000 acres of crops, including alfalfa, cotton, and peaches. Mexican farmers dug the first irrigation canals by hand. The Reeves County Water Improvement District acquired the water rights and in 1915 built the dam that formed Balmoray Lake. The main acequia flows through the center of town in a canal lined with rock and concrete. Homes and businesses were built along the canal. So was the city park, where tall cottonwood trees shade picnic tables. It's a place where residents and visitors can refresh themselves by the spring-fed waters, as others have done for centuries.